Vaydabar Hashem al Moshe v'al Aaron leimar. Zois kukas ha-teira, ha-shesiva Hashem leimar, dabar al b'nei Yisrael, v'yikho eilecho parah aduma t'nima, a red cow, complete without a mum, asher ein bo mum, asher layolo aleha oil. Now we know that parah aduma is a chayk, zois kukas ha-teira is the chayk of all chukim. Rashi says it's gzeira. He will funai vein lahar acharecha. Afal pikein, as much as we could understand it, we have to try and understand it. What exactly is the paradum all about? There's a few horas over here as well. Paradum is called chatas. Chatas karya rachmana. You have to understand what chait is it coming to be mechaper. And also, a carton chatos, the avodah is in the Beis HaMikdash, the Shechita, the Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika. And this avodah is chutz migimel machnais. How do you understand that? If it's a chatos, so why is it bedavka done not only out of the Beis HaMikdash, but chutz migimel machnais? Also, zois chukas ha-teira. It should be zois chukas ha-pora. Why is it zois chukas ha-teira? And also, chatos usually comes to be mechaper for a chait. Here, it's negeya to tumah. So how does the word chatas apply with tumah? These are a number of ha'aras. So Rosham Shon Rafal Hirsch says a brilliant pshat over here. And he says the following. He says, well, chayra chatas normally is a kapara from aveiros. It's to wipe away our aveiros. Here it's tahara from tumah. So what shaykh is it to chait? So he says like this, the yisoid of the life of the Yid is that we have a koyach ha-bechira to choose between good and bad. And because of that, we live on a plane higher than teva. Whereas teva, the natural inclinations of a person, the Yetzirah, tries to bring a person down. But because we have a koyach ha-bechira, and we're able to say no to all of those things, we're able to elevate ourselves l'may l'mina teva. So said over, Maisar Ha'odom in Abahema is Oyin, we're able to say no. The Metzias of Misa contradicts Kayach HaBechira. Because Misa, everybody has to eventually die. It's going to happen whether we like it or not. It's going to happen. And a person is Mukhruch to die. So Shalafi said that shows that ultimately we don't have choice. Ultimately, we are Meshuvit to the Kayachas HaTeva. So if a person sees a dead body, it sort of like tells him that there is no kayach ha-bechira because you're meshubah to the kayachas ha-teva. So how's it shaykh for the Torah to tell someone you should do this mitzvah saseh or don't do this mitzvah slay saseh if you see ultimately a person is a mukhruch? So this is where the parah aduma is chatos kari rachmana, not that it's mechaper from chait. It's not a kapara from chait. Chatos kari rachmana, the lessons of parah aduma show very much how a person does have a kayach ha-bechira and how he's not bedafke, prone to have to do aveiros. And not to learn from what Misa, even though Misa points in the direction that it has to be, we are forced by the laws of nature to end up as nothing. Afal pikein, we could rise above that, and that's what the lesson of the Parah Aduma is. Parah Aduma Tmima Asher Ein Bo Mum. That represents, Dr. Rav Shamson Rafal Hirsch, the ultimate in physicality, the ultimate in gashmius. Red is a sign of the blood flowing, it's a sign of strength, as opposed to the paleness of a dead body, right? The red, asher ein bo mum, it's full vitality. That represents the koichas ha'adam in the full vitality of Rasha Layolo Aleha Oil. It was never disciplined, it was never taken over, it never was mishabed itself to man. That is the most dangerous thing. When you have physical chayches in its fullest, and it's not disciplined, it's not meshubit to anything, that is the most dangerous thing for a human being. The tzibur buys this parah aduma, he gives it over to the kohen, who is the yoreh mishpatecha l'yankov, and he schleps this parah aduma outside of the three machnais. Unbridled physicality, unbridled gashmius, is chutz from all three machnas. That has to be sent away completely. What does this kohen do? He wears the big day lovan, that's a siman of tahara. He will now be mitar, show what tahara is, as opposed to the unbridled gashmias. So he shechs this parah, and he faces towards the Beis HaMikdash as a sign that he is now dedicating the physical koichas towards the Beis HaMikdash. He's mekabel the dam, not in the keli. He's mekabel it in his hands to show that the chiyus we could take into our hands and we could sprinkle it towards the Beis HaMikdash, towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have the ability, hagam, nature pulls somebody in one direction, but we have the koyach of taking that into our hands and throwing it towards the Beis HaMikdash and being meshabed those koyachas to the Beis HaMikdash, that is in our power. The rest of the parah, what's not sprinkled towards Hashem, it gets burnt up into ashes to show that the physical koyachas, the raw physical koyachas, doesn't have a kiyum at all. Inside that fire, he puts Eitz Erez, the Ezoiv, that's the biggest of growth that grows on land, and the smallest, most delicate thing that grows on land. Eitz Erez on one side, the Ezoiv. Ushni Soy Loas, that's wool from a behema. Shni Soy Loas, and Soy Loas is a worm, the tiniest little bria. All of organic bria is put together with these ashes to show that that's really the end of man. Whatever is not Meshuvat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that goes into total ashes, that has nothing, it's regular, what is it? It's organic matter, is that who? So the rest of the physical koiches that were not Meshuvat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's organic matter that ends up to nothing. This is the lesson of the Parah Aduma. A house of Mitaros from Tumah, it gives us the koyach to go after our koyach habachira, not to fall into the danger of thinking we don't have a koyach habachira, which ends up with ashes. The end, Saif Kol Adam Lomus, right, the end of the person that doesn't utilize his koyaches from Eisim, Taivim, and Mitzvahs, it ends up ashes, it ends up nothing. That's what the Sreifas Parah Aduma represents that. The Shechita facing the Beis HaMikdash, dedicating the koyaches to the Beis HaMikdash, sprinkling the dam towards the Beis HaMikdash. Kayan takes it in his hand to show we have it in our hands to dedicate to Hashem. And the rest, that doesn't go to Hashem, it just falls by the wayside. That's the lesson of Parah Aduma. The Mela, we understand why it's called the Chatos. Not a Chatos in the sense of a kapara from Aveira. Chatos in the sense of preventing us from doing Aveira. That's why it's chutz l'gimel machnes, like he explains, because the unbridled koyach hagashmi has to be meruchik. That to us is a davar mos. Right? We have to dedicate. And this is also why it's a zois chukas ha-teira, because this is the yisoid of kol ha-teira kul, is the koyach ha-bechira. And teira does tell us to do this and to do that. That shows that we do have a koyach ha-bechira, and we're not meshubid to the koyaches ha-teira. Dor Zokrim Shamshon Rafal Hirsch. Maybe the original pshat in Parah Aduma. Rashi, at Parah Aduma, he says, Moshe ben Shivcha Shetinech Palt Mishal Melech. Ben Shivcha was Metan of the palace of the king. So they said, bring his mother, Tova Ya'em, with the Kaneach Albino. So too, the Parah is Mekaneach on the Ega. So what's the connection between Tumas Meis and the Tahara Ayde, the Parah, to the Cheta Ego? What shaykes to the Cheta Ego? So Yaakov Kamenetsky's Atzal says, I'll be the Gemara and I'll be the Zohar that I am in Aleph. So I am Marti Elohim Atem, Uvnei Elyon Kulchem. I thought you were like Malochim, because by Maimon Har Sinai, it says, Choros al Aluchos, al Tikri Choros al Cheiros, Cheiros mi Eisahara, Cheiros mi Malach HaMoves, I thought you're totally free. Over Chavalta Maaseichem, you ruined your actions, Ochein Kodom Tomusim. And that was Geir and Misa. So by Maimon Har Sinai, originally Poska Zuhamosam, the poison that the Nochash placed into Adam that caused them to die, that became bottle. And the Maisa, it returned to the way it was originally because of that. So Mimela, whenever there is death, that reminds us of the Cheta Egel, because the Cheta Egel is what was Goyrim death, right? So Hashelofizeh, to take away the tumah that was Nigram Ayideh, the Cheta Egel, for that we have the Parah Aduma. One might add also that Adam Arishan himself was Goyrim Misa, because he ate from the Eitz Hadas. And there's a common denominator between the Chet of the Eitz Hadas and the Chet of Egel. time kulchem hayom. If we're totally dovek on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the potion for life. When did Misa start? When Adam HaRishon used his own das, and he was menatek himself a little bit from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that was Goyim Misa. And that's what happened by the Chayta Egel as well. They used their own das to make an Egel. They didn't ask for shus. When you use your own das and you deviate from Hashem, you're taking yourself away from the Makor HaChayim. Parah Adum is the hepech of that. We're mevatel our das, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't understand how it works. Metayres HaTmeim, Umetames HaTahirim. So that's called Bitl HaDas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Memela, that is Mesakin, in a way, the Chet of Ego, it's Mesakin, in a way, the Chet of the Eitz HaDas. So Hagam, it's not Mesakin, Misak is Fart. Fart, you know, a person dies. Over the tumor, that's Nigra Machmas Misa, which takes away from the Chiyas HaAdam, because it doesn't allow him to do all the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He can't bring korbanos, can't eat truma. So the Bitl HaDas brings us closer to that life of perfection. That's really the Yesod of Tova Yo'em U'Tekaneach Al B'no. Zoyis HaTayra Adam Kiyom HaZoyim. So very nice word. Not a word, an anecdote, Rav Meir Shapiro. Ki Yodur Rav Meir Shapiro Zatzal went around collecting to build his big palace, the Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. So Meiridike Palace, and provided a Gashmi as the Kamatzer for Bnei Torah, for to be able to sit in Shtayg Mem Luchas HaNefesh. So somebody once told him, he says, you know, it says, Big Veer once told him, says, Oysa Teira Adam Kiyomas Ba'oyel, that ain't a Teira Miskayemes, Elov Mishamemes Atzmai Olah. So, like, Mamrish, you're doing the exact opposite. You want them to have a nice environment. She says, he and Meir Shapiro says, he had nice enemies. Ain't our terms, Kayemis, Elabi, Shememis, Atzmai, Oleho. I want them to be maimis themselves on Divrei Torah and not for a morsel of bread and not to get a better pillow or a better bed. Let them dedicate their koiches to be maimis, Atzmai, Oleho. Thus, at the Gemfit to this Gvir. There was another Gvir that once told him, state of Pasma Melech Toichel, my mom Surim Tishte. So Meir Shapiro answered him, Atoisa came. If you do it, then you can preach it to somebody else. You know, it's very easy to preach to somebody else. Pasma Melech Toichel, you know. Anyway, Visarav is Hapora Le'enov. There was a Moedic in Maimid in Tovshin Yudalit. It was the Knesia Gedoyle of Agudas Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. All the Gedolim came. From Chutz Laaretz they came. And Rabbi Aaron Kotler, Zech Tzadik B'Kodesh L'Bracha, he came. And he was the Rosh HaMadabrim. So one Shabbos, the Panevish Rav invited him to be his guest. And Rabbi Aaron would say a shir in the yeshiva right after Musaf. He would say a shir. It wasn't the regular Mekubaldik at time to hear a shir, especially from Rabbi Aaron. But the COVID, the Choshevi guest, got a Ador, so they were mechaber him with the drasha. And as an introduction, the Panevizhe Rav got up and he said an introduction for Rav Aaron. It was Parsha Skukas. And his introduction, he didn't say any big drashas. He read a medrash in this week's Parsha, the Yalkut Shemayni. And he said the following. It says, V'soref es ha'pora le'enov. Zok de medrash, hado d'chsiv, about Nebuchadnezzar, by Yisroif as Beis Hashem, as Beis HaMelech. That's what the Medrash says about Besorah, as Hapora Le'enov. Bes Oira, as Besorah, as Doma, Zok the Medrash, Hado Dixiv, Bes Kol Bote Yerushalayim, Bes Kol Habayis HaGodol Sorah Beish. Why is it called Habayis HaGodol? What's that called? Ze Beis Medrash Yisroif Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai. That was the Beis Medrash Rabbi Yochanan Mizaki, that's in Bayis Sheni, that's what they burnt. Why they call Beis Medrash Rosh Hashanah Rabbi Yochanan Mizaki HaBayis HaGadol? Because there they learned and they sang the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lokach Zenebuchadnezzar, Eitz Erez Ve'ezoi V'shnisoi Loas, that's referring to Hanani Mishol Vazaria, the best of Klal Yisrael. The Hishlach al Tachshreifus HaPara, he threw them in. And what happened? Fire rang out and it burned those that tried burning Hanani Mishol Bazari. Ba'osef Ishtohar Zahakodesh Baruch. Es Efer HaPara, as Goliyoseim Shel Yisrael, Makom Tahor Zu Yerushalayim Shehi Tahira. So the Medrash teaches of the whole parish of Parah Aduma as dealing with the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So when he said, when Panav Yisrael said, Aisa Bais HaGodol, Hanani Mishol Bazaria, and they were the remnants that were left over, and through them, Torah was spread through Klal Yisrael. So the whole Sibur, hundreds of people that were there, were very Nisrashim. Then in front of them sat the two biggest Sridim from the war, from World War II, and they were the ones that they were Maimon Torah and Klal Yisrael, Panavish Rav, built the Panavish Yeshiva of Ironville Plakewood, and good Chaluk of the Torah. So this was a remnant to that, and I was very much Nisrashim. But you see from this Medrash that Parah Aduma has a connection with the Churbanos. What's the connection between the two? So number one, Parah Aduma is Metaira from Tumah. It's a davar yadua that every one of the Churbanos was meant to be Metaira Klal Yisrael. In Bayis Rishon, there was the three major Averis, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shfichas Damim, and it was rampant. And to be mitar them from that, they needed the churban Beis HaMikdash and the churban of Yerushalayim. That was a min tahara from the Averis. By Sheni, you had the Tzedukim, you had those that sided with Rome amongst the Yidden, and you needed to cleanse that out as well. So churban by Sheni was that, and the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yochanan and Ben Zakkai, that was the remnant that was left over to pass down the Messiah. He said, "Ten liyavna v'chachamel," and they were the ones that spread Torah to Klal Yisrael. So the churban and the churbanos throughout the generation. You see what happened after World War II? The unbelievable amount of Torah that grew after World War II. That was also a min Parah Aduma. And the second thing, the Tzadah Shavah is that just like Parah Aduma, we don't ask questions. We don't ask questions on the churbanos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a chelik of the tahara. And the emes is that Rosh Yeshivas never asked questions. Not only didn't the Rosh Yeshivas and Rabbanim ask questions, both my parents were survivors of World War II. My mother came out her whole family. She was in Auschwitz. My father was in Siberia. Never once, ever, ever, ever heard a complaint or heard a shaila or a kasha. They were busy. They were busy building a mishpacha. They were busy, had to raise parnasa b'zehu. That's a chelik of the Parah Aduma. That Parah Aduma, we don't understand it. It's choik, gzeirahim ulfanai, ve'en lahara acharel. Parah Aduma, and that's exactly the way Klal Yisrael, through all the tzaras and all the korbanos that they, if anything, it could be that they mefashmish b'maseyem, where did we go wrong? Thus, yeah, but you never heard, there were no complaints. That was not, you know, that was not the Messiah. They had to build, v'zehu. Kachas Aaron v'Salozer b'noi, v'haloi som horohar, v'havshet es Aaron es begodov, v'lbashtem es Salozer b'noi. Take Aaron, bring him up to horohar, he should take off his begodim and give it to Elozer his son. So Rashi says, es begodov, es bigdei kuna g'doyla, hal b'sheyu, v'havshitem alov, l'sitem al b'noi b'fun. Now we know the Rambam Shita is that it's osur to wear big day kuhuna shalei b'shas habayit. And even the Raiva that says it's mutter to wear big day kuhuna shalei b'shas habayit, but out of the Beis HaMikdash or out of the Mishkan, the Raiva also holds that it's osur. So Dafim Farshtein over here, why was it necessary to take Aaron up to Horohor with his begadim and take off the begadim over there? And be over on an issue. What was the great tzairuch of doing this and being malbish alozer up on Har HaHar? Furthermore, the Ramban brings down the medrash that says that the whole thing was done b'neis, because to take off the clothing of Aaron was not l'fi chvayi. They see he left it without any begodim. So how's he getting begodim underneath the begodim that he's already wearing? And then to take off. So Ramban brings down, it was B'derech Neis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Malbush in Bigdei Shamayim beforehand, underneath. And only then did Moshe Rabbeinu take off the begodim. So the whole thing was done B'derech Neis. Like, what was the big tzairuch? Number one, to be over on Yisurim. And number two, Nefesh Teitz, it was Al Pi Hadibur, so it was Oirosha. So you're allowed to. But Hashem made a Neis for this. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not make Nisim for no reason. So Chaim Shmulevitz Hatzal says, even though a person knows that his son will be taking his place, but the simcha is not complete until he sees it with his own eyes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was willing to have this iser being done, and he wanted to make a neis because of his tremendous ahava to Aaron HaKoyen, that Aaron should see be'enav that his son is taking over. So, as that, it was important that this should be done. And he's ma'isiv. Chaim Shmulevitz is ma'isiv. It's yidua that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives extras and things that are not b'davka necessary, that shows an ahava yaseva. This was an extra. It wasn't necessary. And to be over on an iser, plus to make nisim, this was all a special haysafe to give an achas ruach to Aaron. Those are from Chaim Shmulevitz. By the month it says, v'nafshenu kotza b'lechem ha'kloyken. Our nefesh is disgusted with the inadequate bread. Now Yisrael complained about the man. They said, we can't handle it. Now, it says in Yehoshua, Kapitel Hey, it says, v'yoychel me'abur ha'oretz. Klal Yisrael ate from the grain of the land. V'yishbois ha'mon mi'mochros. Be'ochel me'abur ha'oretz. V'loyhoya oid levnei Yisrael mon. Levnei Yisrael no longer had mon. V'yoychel mitvus eretz kanan b'shanahai. In other words, they had enough left over a month to last them in Eretz Yisrael. When it ran out, that's when they ate. Zokrashi in Yeshua. V'loyhoya oid levnei Yisrael mon. L'fichach v'yoychel me'abur ha'oretz. That's the only reason why they ate from the grain. But if they would have had man, they wouldn't have eaten from the tefuah. Why? Because the man was easier for them to eat and to digest. Marshall, Rashi says, you tell a child, why are you eating bread made out of barley? It's harder to eat. Why don't you eat wheat bread? She says, if I had bread made out of wheat, I would eat the bread made out of wheat. I don't have it, so I'm eating barley. Same thing. Why are you eating the grain? And you're right, if I would have had man, I'd eat the man. I don't have it. So Freshul Chaim Shmulevitz, what happened over here? In the midbar, they were complaining about the man. And there it says, if they would have had the man, they much rather would have eaten the man. What's the pshat? Dr. Chaim Shmulevitz, you see from over here, a big yisoid in the nature of a person. That you can have the best thing in the world, but if it's motzi to you and you have it on a regular basis, over and over again, so you don't appreciate it. Later on already, when you don't have it anymore, you look back, oh, this was so much more geschmack. It's easily digested, it's not hard on the stomach, it added chochma to them, lechem abirim achalish, it was the bread of malachim, and all the miles that the man had. So when they had it on a daily basis, they didn't appreciate it. Afterwards, they didn't have it anymore. So then already, oh, if only we had the man now, we would eat the man. So Chaim was speaking to, Chaim Shmulevitz said this, and he was speaking to Yeshiva Bachram. The Yeshiva Bachram don't realize what a Gan Eden they have. You know, there's no Dagas HaParnoset. There's no Tirdis. You don't have to raise kids. You don't have to please your wife. You don't have to, all the Tirdis that a person has, after even a younger man in Koilu, it's not the same as being in Yeshiva. Being in Yeshiva is a Gan Eden. It's only afterwards you say, oh, if only, you know, when I was in yeshiva, if only I would have appreciated it. Just, you have to appreciate when you have Gan Eden b'shas ma'aseh and not look back later, oh, if only, if only, if only. But the emphasis is it's not only a message for yeshiva, but it's a message for all of us. Because number one, we have to appreciate when we have our koyches. You know, we have our koyches, Baruch Hashem, we can daven 3 times a day and learn and do mitzvahs, you know. Later on, comes later on in life, a person, you know, he ages, that's derech kol adam, we no longer have those kaifis, and then we look back and say, oh, if only when I had my kaifis, I would utilize that. More than all of that, is we have to realize that in Olam Hazeh, this is the land of opportunity. That's what Shmuel told his Talmud, Yehuda Shinanet, Hai alma doyme lebe hilula. This world is doyme to a chasam. When you buy the chasana, chatoy v'choyu, chatoy v'shisei. Grab and eat, grab and drink. Here's the world of opportunity. Up there, you're not going to be able to have that. So we have to appreciate what we have right now and not look back lachazman and say, oh, if only, if only, if only. That's the limud from this. One last part. Says, Vayidaber ha'om be'lekimu v'moyshe. Vayishalach Hashem ba'omis ha'nechoshim ha'srofim. So he calls it Nechoshim Hasrofim. The Bnei Yisrael said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hispalo Hashem, V'yosir me'olenu es ha'nochosh. And then Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Asei l'chos sorof. It goes back and forth. Nechoshim Hasrofim. They told Moshe Rabbeinu, take away the nochosh. And Hashem said, take away the sorof. Why does the Torah go back and forth between Nochash and Sarav? So the pun of Yafis, Pinchas Alevi Horowitz, the Baal HaFloh, and Grata the Rush, over here also says, Pshatna ain't that. It says in the Svarim HaGdoshim that Nochashim come when you speak against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Shrafim come, or they came, because they spoke against Moshe Rabbeinu. So they were both Nochashim and Shrafim. The Nechoshim came, they spoke against Hashem. The Shrofim came because they spoke against Moshe Rabbeinu. As I was stating in Pirkei Yovas by a Talmud Chacham, L'chishosan L'chisha Sorov. So by Moshe Rabbeinu was a Sorov. And the Einish of a Sorov is worse than a Nechosh. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makbar on the covet of Tzadikim more than he's makbar on his egg in the covet. So now comes that very good that the Yukim and the Pasuk. It says in the beginning, the Bnei Yisrael asked from Moshe as in Pasuk Zion, Hispalo Hashem v'yosher me'aleinu es hanochosh. What's that? They told Moshe Rabbeinu like this. He says, harav shemachal al kvaydei, is kvaydei machal. So you will be meichalas. So then ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should be meichalas, he should take away the nochosh, which came in the covet of Hashem. Over HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered back to Moshe, Hasei l'chos sorof. Right, I could be meichel on my covet, but I'm not going to be meichel on your covet. Sasei lecho sorof. L'maisa Moshe Rabbeinu at the end, he made a nochosh. As he says, v'yas Moshe nechash nechoshes, because he was makban on the covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He himself was meichel, so the sorof he was meichel, but he made a nochosh because he wanted to be mechaper for the covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way the pun in the office. So it's a very nice pshat. A good Shabbos.
A good Shabbos.